Welcome back to the Deep Dive. We have a stack of research today that I honestly think is going to hit home for a huge portion of our listeners. If you are an expert, a coach, or, an entrepreneur trying to monetize what you know, this one is for you. We are tackling a very specific, very painful problem.
Oh, it's the silent killer of online businesses.
It really is. I call it the course creator's paradox.
Yeah.
So here's the scenario. You have the expertise. You've written a brilliant curriculum. You've even paid for the fancy infrastructure to host your online academy. You are ready to sell. But instead of celebrating, you are just drowning.
Because you just realized you signed up for 5 different careers, not one.
Exactly. To make this passive income machine work, you suddenly have to be a copywriter, a video editor, a sound engineer, a social media manager, and, oh yeah, you still have to actually teach the students. You become the bottleneck.
It's the classic trap. You move from being an expert in your field, say, finance or coding, to running a full-blown media production company. And most people, they just aren't equipped for that. They burn out before they even really get going.
So the mission for this deep dive is to solve that specific burnout. We're looking at 2 tools that, when combined, they promise to fix this. First, we have GetCourse, which is this massive all-in-one platform for hosting academies. And second, AutoContent API, which is a newer player that bills itself as a content transformation engine.
And the goal here isn't just to review features. We want to show how these two integrate. Think of GetCourse as the high-performance car, and AutoContent API. Well, that's the infinite fuel source.
I like that analogy. And looking at the research, there is a big aha moment waiting for us. We used to think the hard part was distribution, getting a website up. But platforms like GetCourse, they solved that years ago.
Right. Distribution is a solved problem. If you want a website, you can have one in 10 minutes. The new barrier, the one killing businesses today, is production capacity. How much high-quality content can you physically produce before you just hit a wall?
So today is about decoupling your output from your time. Let's start with the foundation. We need to understand the vehicle before we talk about the engine. What exactly is GetCourse?
GetCourse is a heavyweight. I think a lot of people in the U.S. might be more familiar with Teachable or Kajabi, but GetCourse is. It's massive globally. Over 17,000 entrepreneurs use it.
Yeah.
And when they say all-in-one, they are not kidding.
All-in-one is a marketing term that gets thrown around a lot. What does it actually cover in this case?
It covers the entire student life cycle. So obviously it handles the course building, uploading your videos, creating quizzes, structuring lessons, but it also handles the website design, the landing pages, and even the live stuff. It has integrations for Zoom and OBS for webinars.
Okay, so that's the classroom side. What about the business side? Because that's usually where things get messy with different logins and software.
That's the all-in-one promise. It replaces your CRM, your email marketing software, your payment processor. It handles Stripe, PayPal, student tracking, automated emails. It's the house, the classroom, and the bank vault, all in one place.
Which sounds great on paper. If GetCourse provides the landing pages, the apps, the email triggers, why are creators still so stressed out? Why is the failure rate so high?
Because a vehicle, no matter how expensive, is useless without fuel. And in the digital economy, fuel is content. GetCourse gives you a beautiful place to put a blog post, but it doesn't write the post for you.
Right.
Gives you a place to host a podcast, but it doesn't record it.
And that leads us to this concept from the AutoContent white paper.
Yeah.
The production bottleneck.
This is where the math gets a little depressing. To actually grow an academy on GetCourse, you can't just rely on the course itself. You need mental availability.
Yeah.
You need to be in your potential student's ear, on their TikTok feed, in their inbox.
The research laid out the costs for that kind of omnipresence, and they were steep.
They're realistic. I mean, let's look at a manual workflow. You want to launch a podcast to promote your course. A single high-quality episode.
Yeah.
By the time you pay for editing, show notes, hosting, it can cost anywhere from, say, $100 to $15,000, depending on how pro you go.
And video is even worse.
A short-form video. If you hire an editor, you're looking at $50 to $300 per clip.
Wow.
So most creators look at those numbers, they look at their bank account, and they freeze. They choose one channel, usually a blog or a weekly email, and they ignore the rest.
They have a Ferrari in the driveway GetCourse. But they can only afford enough gas to drive it around the block once a week.
Perfectly put. And that scarcity mindset,
yeah,
it just kills growth.
Okay, so enter the engine. AutoContent API. Now, I noticed in their documentation, They are very careful about their branding. They don't call themselves a content generator. They call it a transformation engine. Is that just marketing fluff, or is there a real distinction there?
No, that distinction is critical. A generator implies you type in a prompt like, write me a funny story, and it invents something from scratch. That's ChatGPT. Transformation is different. It's about taking assets you already own and changing their state.
Give me an example of changing state.
Okay, so imagine you have a PDF manual for your course. Mm. That's your source of truth. Auto Content takes that text and transforms it into an audio conversation or a video script or a quiz. It enables what they call parallel production.
Parallel production. Okay, break that down for me.
In the old linear model, if you wanted a blog, a podcast, and a video, you had to do three separate tasks. You write the blog, then you sit down and record the audio, then you set up lights and film the video. It's sequential. It takes time for every single step.
I'm parallel production.
You provide the input, one say, that PDF manual or maybe a YouTube link. The API acts as the brain using large language models like Gemini or OpenAI, and it processes that single input into multiple formats all at the same time.
So it outputs the audio, the video, and the social text all at the same instant.
Exactly. And we aren't talking about rough drafts here. The output includes broadcast-ready assets. We're talking MP3s with ID3 tags filled out, MP4 videos with avatars, formatted text, ready to go.
There was a comparison in the notes to Google's Notebook LM. We've talked about that tool before. It's great for turning your notes into a podcast. How is this different?
Think of Notebook LM as a consumer tool. It's fantastic if you're a student and you want to listen to your notes, but it's an island. You have to manually upload files, wait, and then listen. You can't really build a business on it. Auto Content positions itself as the Notebook LM API alternative.
The key word there being API.
Right. An API, an application programming interface, allows software to talk to other software. Mm. Auto Content is built for enterprise workflows. It's designed to be plugged into things like GetCourse, so the process just happens automatically in the background.
So Notebook LM is a cool app on your phone. Auto Content is a factory line robot.
That's the difference. One is for fun, the other is for scale.
Okay, let's get practical. I want to walk through how this actually gets a Get Course creator more students. Let's talk about the top of the funnel marketing.
This is the biggest friction point. You have the Get Course landing pages, but who is visiting them? Traffic is the lifeblood.
The notes mention a strategy called the faceless media machine. Now, I have to be honest, faceless usually signals low quality to me. It sounds like those spammy YouTube channels.
It can be spammy if used poorly, but here it refers to scalability. Let's look at the economics. Remember that $300 video cost we mentioned?
Right.
Using the Auto Content Video Create Shorts endpoint, you can take a lesson script you already wrote and generate a vertical 9.16 video, complete with an AI avatar, lip syncing, and subtitles. The cost drops to about 400 credits.
Translating credits to cash, what are we talking about?
Roughly 4 euros.
4 euros versus $300. That's a staggering difference.
That massive price drop changes your entire strategy. It allows for what's called creative testing at scale. If a video costs you $300, you can't afford for it to flop. You overthink it. You stress. But if it costs 4 euros, you can create 10 variations of the same hook. You flood the social feed, see what gets views, and then you double down on that angle.
You're shifting the risk from the creator to the algorithm. That makes sense. But what about audio? I feel like start a podcast is advice every creator gets, but almost nobody actually sticks with it.
Because it's a grind. This is the audio revolution aspect. You can connect your Get Course blog to the API. Every time you post a written article, the API converts it into a podcast episode and distributes it to Spotify and Apple Podcasts automatically.
But here's my skepticism. People connect with people. If I'm buying a course from an expert, I want to hear their voice, not some generic robot.
That is a valid concern. And it brings us to what they call the CEO paradox. Students want the CEO or the instructor. But the instructor is too busy running the business to record daily updates.
So how do you solve that without losing the human connection?
Voice cloning. The technology has gotten scary good. The instructor records their voice for a few minutes one time, just once, to train the model. The API clones it. Now, you can generate daily market updates or mini lessons narrated by you without you ever opening a microphone.
So the brand remains personal, but the effort becomes automated.
Precisely. And for engagement, you can use multi-speaker dynamics, just like you and I are doing now. The API can generate a conversation between two AI agents discussing your course topic. It's just inherently stickier than a monologue. People listen longer to a discussion.
Stickiness is key. Now, there was one more marketing strategy in the stack that sounded aggressive. Newsjacking.
It is aggressive. It's about speed. In marketing, being first often matters more than being best. The Auto Content API has social listening capabilities. It plugs into X, formerly Twitter, and Reddit. It monitors keywords in your niche.
So if I teach a crypto trading course on GetCourse and Bitcoin crashes at 3 AM,
the API detects the trend, Bitcoin crash. It can then automatically generate a reaction video or a podcast episode analyzing the crash based on live data and draft a blog post for your GetCourse site.
While I'm asleep.
While you are asleep. By the time you wake up, your academy has already commented on the biggest news of the day. You look incredibly relevant and current, which builds trust.
That is the definition of a force multiplier. Okay, so the marketing machine is running. We've got students coming in the door. Now let's look inside the academy. How does this tech enhance the actual product students are paying for on GetCourse?
This is where we shift from traffic to retention.
Mm-hmm.
It's great to sell a course, but if nobody finishes it, they won't buy the next one. GetCourse has great tools for quizzes and interactivity, but again, you have to make them.
And making a good quiz is harder than it looks. It takes a lot of mental energy to write good distractors and wrong answers.
It does. But Auto Content API can ingest your raw material, say a 50-page PDF textbook you wrote, and output structured study guides or quizzes based on that text. You then take that output and upload it directly into the GetCourse lesson builder. You've just added interactive value to your course in seconds.
I can see the audio feature being huge here too. I know personally, if a course is just video, I often fall behind because I can't find 30 minutes to just sit in front of my laptop.
That's the accessibility angle. Your students are busy, they have commutes, they have chores. If you can use Auto Content to turn your written lesson 4 into a deep dive audio conversation, your student can learn while driving to work.
You're essentially removing friction. You're fitting into their lifestyle rather than demanding they fit into yours.
Exactly. And that increases completion rates. But the killer feature, the one that I think offers the highest ROI of anything we've discussed, is global expansion.
The notes called this a game changer. What does that look like in practice?
Well, GetCourse supports creators in over 165 countries, but language is a hard barrier. If you speak English, your market is huge, but you are missing out on the Spanish-speaking world, the German market, the Japanese market.
But traditionally, translating a course is a nightmare. You need translators, you need to re-record videos, hire voice actors. It's a six-month project, at least.
And tens of thousands of dollars. With Auto Content, it's a button press. The API supports over 50 languages. You can take your English video, and it will generate a Spanish audio track, lip sync the avatar, and create Spanish transcripts.
So you can take a successful digital marketing course and launch it in Latin America, essentially overnight.
Overnight. You multiply your total addressable market by 5, even 10 times, without creating a single new piece of original content. You're just unlocking value that was already there, hidden behind a language barrier.
That's incredible. It really does feel like magic. But I want to be the tech realist for a second.
I'll do.
I'm sold on the why, but I want to make sure we don't gloss over the how. I'm picturing a dashboard where I'm clicking a million buttons to make this happen, but the notes mention something called a headless workflow. That sounds spooky.
It does sound a bit sci-fi. In tech, headless just means without a user interface. It means the software is running in the background, server to server, without you needing to look at a monitor.
So how do GetCourse and Auto Content actually hold hands? How do they talk to each other?
Usually you use a connector tool. The most popular ones are Make.com or Zapier. Think of them as the digital glue.
Can you walk us through a concrete example, like step by step? How does a headless workflow run? Because I think this is where the course creator's paradox actually gets solved.
Sure. Let's build a content engine. Step one is the trigger. You, the human, do one thing. You publish a new blog post on your GetCourse site. That's it. That's your only job.
Okay, I hit publish, then what?
Step two is the action. Make.com detects that new post. It grabs the URL and sends it to the Auto Content API. Step three is the transformation. The API reads the blog. It decides to generate, say, a 5-minute podcast summary and a 60-second vertical video for TikTok.
So the files are created in the cloud.
Right. Then step four is distribution. The automation takes that podcast MP3 and pushes it directly to your podcast hosting feed. It takes the video MP4 and drops it into a Dropbox folder for your social media manager to review, or if you're brave, posts it directly to TikTok.
So the creator wrote once, but they appeared everywhere.
That's headless content production. It's elegantly lazy. And you can apply this to SEO as well. We touched on programmatic SEO or PSEO.
I've heard this term floating around. It usually refers to creating lots of pages to catch search traffic, right?
Exactly. Imagine you teach a coding bootcamp. You want to rank on Google for how to learn coding in London, how to learn coding in Austin, how to learn coding in Berlin. You can't manually write 5,000 pages for every city in the world.
You'd die of boredom first.
But you can use the auto-content deep research agents. You feed the API a list of cities. The agent researches each city, finds local tech meetups, local stats, and generates a unique multimedia-rich landing page for that specific city. Then it publishes it to your GetCourse site.
So you capture all that long-tailed search traffic, people looking for very specific things without typing a single word.
You are building a net that covers the entire internet rather than fishing with a single line.
It really feels like we're moving away from the era of the starving artist course creator.
We are. We are moving from a world of build it and hope they come to a world of mental availability. GetCourse provides the house, the structure. But Auto Content API provides the noise, the signal, to get people in the door.
So if I'm that expert with the brilliant curriculum, what is the one big takeaway I should leave with?
The takeaway is economic. You need to shift your thinking from linear costs to logarithmic costs. Linear means to do more work, I need to hire more people. That's slow and expensive. Logarithmic means to do more work, I just use more API credits. That scales infinitely.
It's about leveraging technology to do the heavy lifting so you don't burn out.
Precisely. But I'll leave you with this provocation. If content production becomes infinite and cheap, if everyone can generate 1,000 videos tomorrow, what becomes valuable?
That is the big question. If information is a commodity, then value must shift.
Exactly. The differentiator for an online academy is no longer just information. It's connection and curation. So the question is, how will you use the time saved by this automation? Will you just make more content? Or would you use that freed up time to actually talk to your students?
That is the real challenge. Automation buys you time. How you spend it is still up to you.
That's the paradox.
Wow. Okay, my brain is buzzing. There's a lot to unpack there. If you want to see how this works, check out the Auto Content API documentation and, of course, the GetCourse free trial to see the infrastructure we talked about.
Thanks for listening.
We'll see you in the next deep dive.